Today, our people can see that we're faced with a government conspiracy. This government has failed us. The senators who are filibustering concerning your and my rights, that's the government. Don't say it, Southern senators. This is the government. This is a government filibuster. It's not a segregationist filibuster. It's a government filibuster. Any kind of activity that takes place on the
What up, baby? It's True Colors Podcast back in this bitch. It's your boy D.U.B. with his homie Cobb. We in this thing. New day. New time. Monday nights. What's up?
I fucks with that intro, man, every time I hear that shit.
I just been saying that shit get me cooked. Ready to talk about something worth talking about, man. I love that. Yeah, shout out to Sammy J, Blog Talk Radio, Death Spot Radio. Catch them on Wednesdays. Well, football season has arrived, people.
Yeah, and
the Cowboys are 0-1, as predicted by yours truly. But we'll get into that later. But it was a good week. You know, a lot of controversy, but, you know, didn't take away from the football. A lot of good football. Let me give you a quick rundown for the scores. First game, Panthers lost to the Broncos, 20-21. Packers beat the Jaguars, 27-23 in a close one. The Ravens beat the Bills, 13-7. Texans beat the Bears, 23-14. They look like Bears look horrible this year. The Browns lost to the Eagles 29-10. The Bucks beat the Falcons 31-24. And the Titans got the edge won by the Vikings 25-16. The Bengals won by 1 point against the Jets. The Raiders won by 1 point against the Saints. The Chiefs won in overtime. 33-27, defeated the Chargers, the Seahawks. They skated by 12-10 against the Dolphins. The Lions, 39-50. That was a high-scoring game. I guess they beat the Colts. The Giants, 20. Cowboys, 19. Patriots, 23-21. Yeah, fuck them. But then the Rams are playing right now.
You forgot about the one victory. When I dominated in fantasy, and I'm 1-0 as the reigning champ, but you know we ain't gonna talk about that right now. But you know I feel good,
and
I'm going for the repeat. I'm going for the repeat.
And the Rams are playing right now. They losing 0-7 in the second quarter against 49ers Monday Night Football, and the Steelers won convincingly against the Redskins earlier today, 38-16. So it's pretty good week all together. You know, no major injuries except. Your boy RG3 is out. He on the injury reserve list, man. He hurt his shoulder or some shit. Your boy.
I feel sorry for that nigga, man.
Shit.
I do, man. Like, I wanted, you know, I didn't think they was going to go to the playoffs or nothing, but I thought, you know, if he'll come in and be all right, you know what I'm saying, and maybe can, you know, get his career back on track, man. But right now, he's just looking too fragile, man. I don't know if he's going to ever come back from this. Especially not as no starter.
Cleveland is cursed. That ain't got shit to do with RG3. It could have been Superman or Batman playing quarterback, and they would have hurt their pinky toe because Cleveland sucks. The Browns suck. Cavaliers suck, too. But we ain't getting out of them. We're going to stick to football. But, yeah, man, that's it. You have 65 quarterbacks in the last 10 seasons. Something wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I know they ain't no good squad or nothing like that, man. But I'm just saying, just on the RG3 factor, on the RG3 level, like I wanted them to come out and do pretty good, man. Cause he got fucked over in Washington, even though he made some mistakes too. But the way they deactivated that man, you know, he fucked him over for Kirk Cousins all week ass. And I want to see him bounce back, man. But you know, it's gonna be hard. He's gonna even be reevaluated for like another 4 months. That's pretty much damn near the whole season.
Yeah, man, that's it. Like, 4 months come around, you ain't even gonna be in football shape no more. So that's pretty much it for RG3 this year after game one. I'm not even sure who Cleveland has their backup quarterback, actually.
They got nobody. They got Josh McNown. You know what I'm saying? He probably on the same. He actually probably a little bit better than RG3 now because he's been playing with him. He played with him all last year, so he know he got better team chemistry with some of the players. But, I mean, damn, man, it's hard for that brother, man.
Yeah, it would've been off with Trump Cash Mazel back there. That's it. But yeah, oh boy, wide receiver for the Chargers. He told his ACL he out for the year.
I changed my fantasy team name to Bye Bye Keenan. It was Bye Bye Jordy last year. Now it's Bye Bye Keenan. And looking for the repeat.
Yeah, Keenan's up out of here.
Yeah, that's fucked up for him too.
Yeah, yeah,
like a lacerated kidney, a lung or some shit. I think it was a kidney last year, man. He was out damn near for I think the whole season. Came back from that in the first game, blew his knee out, man. That shit rough.
Yeah, man. NFL, them sports ain't no joke. You don't know what your body gonna do. Cowboys lost by one point against the New York Giants.
Ooh, you suck.
Kind of missed that game.
As long as they got Witten, yo, them niggas ain't winning shit. That's straight up.
I don't know what Witten got to do with Terrence Williams going out of bounds.
Witten got a lot to do with it, man. They wouldn't have been in that position if they throw the damn ball to Dez Bryant. They always want to throw this hole to Witten because everybody know after he catch the ball, he ain't going no goddamn way. Motherfucker running like a 5'9". I leave that motherfucker open, too. Every time he gets the ball, he goes straight down. How the hell you get Cole Beasley fucking like 12 targets or 12 catches or whatever fuck he had? And I think Witten had like maybe like 8 or 9 or whatever fuck. Like, that's a waste, man. And Dez Bryant only get one catch? Like, come on, man. Until they realize he the man, they ain't going to win shit. And that shit funny. Because they do the same shit over and over again.
Yep. And then they don't want to pay Dez. But they don't want to let him go
left,
either.
Man.
Yeah,
that's what he
should have
did.
Yeah, he hung up from Dallas. He stuck on Dallas, though, but he already signed now, so let them be sucky. Cause my Eagles just kicks my ass. You know, it was Cleveland ass. You know, it ain't much ass to kick, but, you know, fuck it, you know. Got a quarterback now. We looking good. Got rid of Crybaby Bradford. You know what I'm saying? It worked out. It worked out. They came
from
Minnesota.
I'm about
one of them
goddamn
Sam Brown.
But they still look pretty good.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. They look better than they probably would with Bradford shit.
Who wouldn't? They look better with me over Bradford.
I'm tired of seeing that motherfucker. They tell every time he get traded every other year and they still talk about him like he a Super Bowl quarterback or some shit.
Yeah, man.
My nigga Vince Young couldn't get a shot. This motherfucker
exactly.
Been all around the league.
That's
what
the $40 million deals.
Fuck out of here, man.
For what? Well, these white boys get red carpet treatment in this NFL.
Bamba. While we on the football, man, we can talk about the motherfuckers milling and shit. What you think about that?
I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's a good start. It's a good start to a hopefully even greater solution. But you got to start somewhere, and I think this is having a domino effect on our younger athletes, which I'm even more happy for. Because these kids are imitating something other than the silly-ass music they got going on and the silly-ass fight videos. They actually, it lets you know that these kids are watching. They are responding, you know, regardless of the consequence. They're not millionaires. They don't have much to lose. You know, so they have something to lose. You know, they could, you know, one kid got suspended at a high school for taking a knee. Black kid, of course, took a knee on his football team. He got suspended.
Which I don't understand. I would like to know what grounds they got to suspend him. Like, what do you use to suspend him? Like, what language? What is it, insubordination? Like, what did you call it? Because in my eyes, you ain't got no right to suspend shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't make no sense to me, man. It was another high school coach that was, I don't know, well, it was a high school football announcer. He said something like, if they don't stand up, they should be hit by a firing squad. Like, these people going crazy with that shit, man.
And my thing is, ain't nobody give a damn about no damn national anthem until now. Like, people, I'm not saying it wasn't important to people, but until now, before a couple weeks ago, it was just like something that we just looked past. We never paid attention to the national anthem. If Kaepernick had gracefully explained why he did it, and did what he did, then nobody would even care. People turn the channel when they play the national anthem when the game on. I know I do. I don't give a fuck about you holding hands crying. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I ain't never paid attention to that either, man. I mean, like, I looked at it like it was a little thing they did, man. Like every other dumbass thing they do.
Yeah, man, like, even though we know it's a part of sports, we play sports, we participated in it, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, since the knee thing, it's actually became even more important to us now to show that we are paying attention now and we're not participating. Our eyes are open to the country that we live in, and we're not going to acknowledge nor disrespect this asshole. You know what I'm saying? See, they take it as a sign of disrespect. There's no way you can take this protest as a sign of disrespect after he gracefully explained why he's doing it. It has nothing to do with the military. It has nothing to do with decent cops. It has everything to do with the way people of color are being treated throughout the country. He said this. Now, a lot of athletes don't get it because most of their life, of course, they get the red carpet treatment. They get spoiled, and they don't see what we see, what the regular people of color see, even though they should, you know, even though all they got to do is click on their timeline, just like Shannon Sharpe said, click on their timeline somewhere, and somebody is going to be trolling them with racist nonsense, and you'll see that racism exists.
I think they just don't care. I think they just don't give a shit, man.
Yeah, that's part of it, too, but people like Shaq been 7 foot since he was 6. So, yeah, you've been getting special treatment. You know what I'm saying? People been treating Shaq as the red carpet. He been getting the red carpet Negro treatment. So he don't want to piss the red carpet, you know, treatment Negro treaters off, of course. So that's why he's saying
Shaq
what he's saying.
Wasn't Shaq dad in the military or some shit, too?
Yeah, his people are cops. You know, Shaq an honorary cop and all that shit. But still, he said himself that it ain't got nothing to do that he wore some socks. He wore them before. You know, now they trying to make it like every little thing that he does, they look for a reason to hate him. And that's one of my points I'm going to make later on. But my thing right now is the kids, you know, that's taking heed to what's going on and who are waking up. And I can't even say when I was a kid that I would participate in that. I will now, of course, but when I was 17 or 18, I don't think I would care. It's just me being who I was then, you know. So I'm proud of these children who are taking and who are not banging down to the system for exercising the constitutional right. See, they always want to get mad when somebody exercises their rights, when it's something that they don't want to hear. You know, it's like, you can't get mad at me for peacefully demonstrating my opinion because you just don't approve.
They clearly do. They clearly do.
It's obvious in their actions. You know, Kaepernick lost a starting job because to a quarterback who hasn't even proven himself, obviously because of his actions off the field. Well, not off the field, but, you know,
I mean, but
during pregame rituals.
Man, like, a lot of shit they ain't showing, man, is like before the game, like it's a lot of people there asking Kaepernick for autographs and pictures, and he getting standing ovations and stuff like that. They don't show that, you know. All they really like to show is, you know, is him and his, I think his other teammate, which name is Eric Reed, which I respect that brother too. You know, all they show is really like them two, you know, kneeling, which, you know, it's kind of disappointing to me, man, because I would love to see, you know, a whole team kneel together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, black, white, whoever. I mean, if you are for humanity, I don't see the reason why you wouldn't kneel. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, all I've been hearing these last couple days is this whole 9/11 shit. And, you know, never forget. And, you know, they want to show respect to the first responders. So this fuels more fire to people hating on Kaepernick. But, you know, they don't talk about, like, when the first responders got sick and went to Washington so they can get some medical treatment. Like, they tried to filibuster the bill. Tried to literally not pass the bill. I want to say it took them, I don't know if it was maybe, probably about a year, if not way more than that, for them to even get a bill passed, which they didn't want to pass because they said they didn't want to spend the money to help the first responders. But you don't hear people talking that shit about them up there. But everybody can come at Kaepernick for no reason. After he already stated that he wasn't doing it for that purpose.
Yeah, see, the media is putting its spin on this situation to push their agenda. And it's obvious. I mean, Kaepernick has a ton of supporters, football players, celebrities, fans, but they're not gonna give him any fuel to put on his fire. That's why he's not even starting, because if they start him and he does good, then that's gonna only catapult him into even bigger stardom where they have to deal with him. So people upstairs in the NFL organization are praying that the quarterback, what's the dude's name? What's the rookie ass name? What's the nigga's name?
Blaine Gabbert.
That they praying that Blaine Gabbert has a good season and they don't have to take him out that he doesn't get hurt, so Kaepernick won't play. Now, once he doesn't play, then either they can cut him, or once they cut him, then I doubt if another team will pick him up. I'm pretty sure the NFL will do some kind of funny business so no other team will get him. That'll probably be the end of Kaepernick. That's my unfortunate prediction for Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? This season is crucial.
If they cut him and I was Mike Tomlin, I'd pick that motherfucker up. Just cause. Fuck y'all.
They not going to let him. Mike Tomlin not the owner of the team. He not the owner of the team. He can't pick him up if they say no. You know what I'm saying, man? Like, that's what I'm saying, man. I know what you coming from. You know, Mike Tomlin, you know, yeah, I like Mike Tomlin too. And I'm pretty sure he'll look at it too, but the people upstairs, like, we don't want that type of, you know, even though he has a ton, like I said, he has a ton of fans and stuff like that, but man, no white folks in Pittsburgh ain't going for this shit, man.
Man, you know what else I seen interesting today, man? Like, you know, they starting some more conversation too, which is I guess they are Americans, but they're like the Pakistans and other people who different Muslims that live here in America. And, you know, they talking about they saying, you know, how how America loves to portray its freedom and everything like that, but they saying after 9/11, you know, you got certain some of their parents coming out and saying, "Well, I told my child not to tell their classmates they're Muslim," or they explain how certain family members got beat up for you know being a different nationality. And, you know, that's another thing people don't want to talk about. Like, all they really want to talk about with 9/11 is, you know, how many people died and how we want to fake come together and stuff like that. But, you know, anybody that's not in that same train of thought, you know what I'm saying, man, like, that's coming out and saying something about it, like, they try to make you look like a monster.
Yeah, man. That's that media, like. That's what Malcolm X said, you know, those who control the masses can control the people. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the biggest things that they got. You know what I'm saying? They spinning it to where you a monster if you speak your mind. You know what I'm saying? They trying to make you out a monster low key. Because it interrupts their system. It's not a part of the plan. So they only show Shaq, who's against, you know, who's against this protest, of course. They're going to show him. They only show Pac-Man Jones, who's against this protest. They only show the athletes that are against it and have something to say, even though they're not bashing him, but they still don't support it. They have yet to give a public interview. I have yet to see a televised interview with Brandon Marshall from the Denver Broncos, who's lost the second endorsement from CenturyLink, the credit union company, for taking the knee on Sunday. I mean,
yeah,
which first game on Thursday. He lost two endorsements.
That shit really like a tactical of intimidation, man. Like this is what happens here in America, man. Like this is what they do, you know, which is really not right. They like to portray this whole land of the free, freedom of speech and everything like that. But you know, it's always you're free to say whatever they want you to say. Once you step outside that line, then you know they're gonna come down on you. Even when you're doing stuff that they literally don't have grounds to do anything to you about, you know, but they try to make it hard, and that's why I'm so disappointed, man. Really, like, you know, I'm happy that Kaepernick started it, and you know, a bunch of players around the league adopted it as well. But at the same time, man, I mean, we got a roster of 53 people on football teams, man. 53 people. There's multiple black men on them squads, man. Multiple. All getting paid, all, you know, doing fairly decent than you know, the average human being. And you actually leaving a bunch of these people out to dry because the strength in numbers is always the case. And, you know, the more were you giving them wiggle room to kind of make it seem like you don't have as much support, then, you know, that's where we at now. You got to. All of them need to come together. I mean, even if you just do it for one game, he already explained what this is about. He clearly stated that perfectly. And you telling me as a black male that you don't agree with that? Like, that don't make any sense to me.
Exactly. Like, they looking for a reason to hate this brother. So they pick and choose a reason, such as the military, even though he's clearly said this. They don't care. I have family that's in the military. I'm against it. Like, come on, man. Like, you're not paying attention. Which lets me further know that you're not even against it for the right reasons. You know what I'm saying? You have another agenda because basically this agenda is not, your reason is bullshit because this boy is sitting here telling you day one, he broke it down. Why? You know what I'm saying? He didn't say he was oppressed. He didn't say that he was mad at the military. He didn't say that he was mad at all cops. He said that there are a lot of racial injustices that's been going on in this country for years, and he's been fighting his demons, going back and forth with this for the last couple of years, and now he's finally decided this is the way that he's going to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? He's talking about the little guy. Colin Kaepernick is sticking up for the little guy of color across the country. He's not – he knows he's rich. You know, he's speaking up for the guy that can't throw a football. He's speaking up for the guy that doesn't have a platform. That's why he's doing it. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing, man. Like, I ain't no – me and you, you know, we regular intelligent brothers say it as well. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't going to no goddamn Harvard, but we can decipher that because he said it out of his own mouth. So I'm at the point with it now, man. Like, I'm like, if you still against this, I don't want to be like, you know, you just wrong and nothing like that. But I feel like, you know, you a dumbass. Like, I'm at the point, like why even explain to people? Like, that's the only argument. Like, that's the only argument they got, yo. Like, I haven't heard a reasonable backlash yet. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't heard a discussion about the issues yet.
Yeah, they're not bringing it up.
I haven't heard. Exactly. Only person that's came close to that just said what I said was Shannon Sharp. Other than that, nobody is even talking about real issues or why this young man has came to his breaking point and decided to do this protest, the real reasons. It's like they're ignoring
not,
it.
They're not even talking. I mean, he got the number one jersey in the league right now. Like, so it's clearly support for what he said. And they just ignore it.
Yeah, because the people that's buying his jersey don't fit into their agenda. Even though they'll take their money with a smile on their face, they still not gonna put that boy in the game. The worst thing that they, I'm telling you, man, the worst thing that they can do for their side is to put that boy in the game and that boy smash. Because if that boy get in that game and he smash, he's gonna have to sit at the prompter after the games. He's gonna get more press. He's gonna get more jersey sales. He's gonna get more attention. He fuck around and get more endorsement deals. You don't know what's going to happen. And his domino effect will keep growing. They are trying to stomp the Kaepernick fire out quietly. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually surprised there's this many brothers on other teams supporting them, which I do love, even though it should be more. I think it will be a few more, but it will definitely be more if he can get on the field. I'm telling you, the powers
so,
that be.
Man. Oh,
I'm telling you, man,
so.
It's sports. It's sports. The powers that be,
so,
the powers that be, do not put that boy on the field, Chip Kelly. You, Chip Kelly, if Chip Kelly, bitch, what is his name? I cannot remember that boy's name.
Blaine
Gabbert. Right now? Blaine Gabbert.
All
right, Gabbert. If Gabbert gets benched, unless he get hurt to break a leg or something, if that boy get benched, if he put Kaepernick again, oh, this is going to be Chip Kelly last year. They're going to make up some reason to fire Chip Kelly. Kaepernick is not going to play this year. And I think Cap knows that just for taking a damn knee peacefully and properly explaining why and why not he's doing it. You know what I'm saying? But they don't care. They don't care.
I mean, but
all
I'm saying is, man, I mean, we talked about this earlier too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think these niggas give a damn no more, man. Like, I think that we've been in this type of hostile environment mentally so long. Like I'm telling you right now, man, you're going to say this shit crazy. But you already heard one brother say it. You might think it's bullshit. If a white person came up right now in Washington, came up with a slavery bill to where we'd have to go back to slavery at the end of the week, do you know there'll be some black people that stand up and say that shit is good? Like, this is the point we at with it right now. This is how I feel for real. Like, it's some niggas out here that will literally probably stand up and be like, yeah, let's do slavery again. Just so they can be a half nigga and be all hugged up next to a white person because it makes them feel good about themselves. Like, this is how That's how mentally fucked we are right now. Because we've been in this type of environment for so long, man. Like, that shit happened, man. I'm telling you. These motherfuckers don't even know why they're against Kaepernick, yo. They just heard white people start talking about the military, and now niggas talking about the military. Nigga, what is you talking about? Do you know black people used to go to the military to fight and come back and was still discriminated against? Do you know that shit?
Yeah, man, there's nothing. I said this several times, man. There's nothing more patriotic than a person of color fighting for a country who never fought for you, okay? So, and Kaepernick knows this. And I have family personally that was in the military, too. My daddy was in the military. And Kaepernick has friends, he said, who was in the military. And the military, there's a lot of people out there that's in the military who understand where he's coming from. That's the thing. See, Kaepernick has a lot of supporters, man, who's in the military. Just go on Twitter and check. They send them messages all the time that support that boy. I'm trying to tell you, man, like, they just sweep it under the rug because they don't want his protest to get any more legs.
Man, you know? I'm just saying on an issue like this, it shouldn't be, you shouldn't be torn on it if you're a black male or female. That's how I feel. End of the day, on this issue, to where he say, look, I'm not trying to offend the military. I'm doing this for this reason. 1, 2, 3. These are the reasons why I'm doing it for. I have great respect for everything the military done for us. Bam, that's the end of it. And you still got niggas coming out of the woodwork talking about, no, he disrespects the military. It's like you only saying that because you keep hearing that shit on TV because they don't want to talk about the fucking issues. Like, if you see that shit, you notice that shit, then why the fuck he screaming out he disrespected the military? So that's all you got.
Yeah. That's their only crutch. That's why every national anthem now, they either got a whole bunch of army people out there or somebody black singing it. So
that's just like when they celebrate the military in the NFL and shit, when they have military month, a week, or whatever the fuck they got, they charge the military. They don't even say that. Like, motherfuckers don't even know that shit. For the military to come out there, and when they be wearing the camo and all that shit, they make the military pay them, so the NFL will display their product. They treat that shit just like any other fucking business. So get the fuck out of here with all that. They disrespecting the military.
Just like, yeah, the NFL don't give a damn about nothing but money. It's just like breast cancer. Like, they don't give a damn about breast cancer. That shit's just business. They gonna tell that boy that he can't wear his hair pink because throughout the year, except for 1 month, because after his mama died from breast cancer. Like, come on, man. Like, the NFL doesn't give a fuck about nothing but making money. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's it. It's just big business to them. You know what I'm saying? These type of words don't give a shit. They don't give a shit about the military. They don't give a shit about us. They don't give a shit about protests. They just don't want this to lead to nothing that's gonna cost them money. That's what that is. See, they don't care about you. If they knew that taking a knee during the national anthem was as far as it was going to get, then they'll come out right on top. Like, yeah, we support that. Kaepernick jersey, the number one seller. So let's make somebody else jersey number one seller. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
since they so afraid of what this is going to lead to, now they trying to shut it down. But we're going to go into break. Please got for song of the week. When we get back, we're going to carry this conversation to another level. So who you got, bro, for break?
We got A.V. the Great, and the song is called Cool. We'll be back. Thank you.
though, everything I got.
I ain't tryna be famous, he tryna look cool. Ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody wanna grind, but everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is, most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds. Instead of rapping about what they selling right now, exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw feet, charge me with ag. Yeah, young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I've died for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Where everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, you nigga motherfucker, street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, Conan, hit Big Roseanne. Nigga hope for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different. Cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Yeah, hype. Freestyle shit. On the damn mic. God,
shut
damn
up,
it.
Nigga.
That's
what we used to do in the fifth grade.
Man.
You suck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, better than Young Thug.
Yeah, man, let's go on and get up in this topic, man.
Yeah, today we're going to pick it up where we left off. It's pretty much pertaining to what we were talking about earlier, but we go ask this question. Do you think that these silent protests during the national anthem will carry on to something more positive sooner than later? Or do you think the beast will stomp out the fire and we'll go back to pretty much being obedient how we were as far as the athlete side of the game? You know, do you think it'll catch fire, Cobb?
No. And the reason why I don't is because, you know, the same thing I was saying earlier before we went to break, because we got too many brothers out here, even with, you know, some financial backing to where their families are secure for generations, and they still scared to speak the truth. And, you know, what I wish they could do, man, I wish they would hook these niggas up to a lie detector test and ask them questions in front of their goddamn white teammates so they could see. You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of them do feel like Kaepernick, but I just think they don't care no more, man. And you know, once again, it goes by what we were talking about with the whole thing. We've been in this environment so long mentally, like our brains are somewhat chained, and we feel like the best way for us to get by is to just do whatever they tell us to do, regardless it's right or wrong, regardless how you feel about the situations that you're in. And I mean, we gotta get our people that have platforms to continuously speak up. If not, we're gonna have another situation, you know, just to where they're gonna stomp it out, man.
Yeah, I feel where you're coming from, but it makes sense. It's a lot of coons out there.
I mean, that's for real, though, man. I mean, you just take the civil rights issue, man. I mean, with Martin Luther King and how they peaceful protested and everything. And if you just look at it, even though they were protesting for something that was humane, it was humanity. This was us being a human being process. Like, that still wasn't going to get passed until we had a bunch of white people that joined along. If we didn't have that segment of Caucasians with good hearts, like, we still probably wouldn't even got the civil rights to pass. That's the only reason why it passed. If it was all of us out there, they wouldn't have gave a shit.
And the reason, one of the reasons why these white people got some good hearts, I mean, they had good hearts, but during that bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama, jobs were lost because we stuck together and didn't ride that damn bus. So they lost a lot of money, and we forced a lot of them people upstairs, some papers, to have good hearts, so to speak, when they start losing them white jobs. They don't talk about that either. See, like, I think the protest already has grown legs. I think the media is just trying to convince you that it hasn't, so to speak. You know, but it's one of the reasons why social media comes into play. Because the major networks are controlled by the same company anyway, as you already know, so they're not going to show you these kids that are stepping up for what they believe in, which gives me hope, you know, which gives me a lot of hope. Because if kids can see this, then hopefully, then I think college is so watered down and so full of politics, and they got these boys biting nuts with their scholarships and stuff in college. I'm not sure you're going to see it too much in college. Hopefully you will. You know, that's the next phase. But I think it already has grown fire, and they're going to try to cut the head off the body, which is Kaepernick. Like I said, if they keep him off the field, then eventually it'll fade away. But if he gets on that field and he has success, then it's like a spit in their face. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But even with Ali, like, he had a bunch of black celebrities. Like, I understand what you're saying, and I think on the you know, the grassroots level, I think he do have a lot of support because we are the people that he's talking about. You know, whether it's not me, you, or you know, let's say said in general, like we understand, you know, coming from a, you know, just the way we was raised and environments and stuff like that. Like we understand what he's talking about, but in reality, when you look at every movement that's been made here in America, like the grassroots people don't get stuff changed. The only way you get stuff changed is you have to get the elite of the elite to come together, and then after that they realize the elite has the followers underneath them, and then that's when they actually make a move on something. But just, you know, the regular people, like it's been throughout history, man, they don't give a shit what we say.
No, they don't. They don't. It's like, what I think we should do, I think black people, and one of the reasons why it's even harder now because the media wasn't like it was back then. It wasn't as influential. Everybody didn't have a TV, you know, glued to the TV or their cell phone. So now we have to change the game accordingly. So I think black people should agree that we will disagree with each other in private and not disagree with each other on camera. You know, you don't have to feel like if you Shaq or Charles Barkley, if you feel that way, that's fine. But I think you should keep, I think you should say no comment. That's what I would say. If I agreed, then yeah, I can agree with him publicly. I think that would help the movement tremendously, especially for the ones that just don't care, that don't want to lose no money. If you don't care, you don't lose no money, that's fine. But could you just say no comment? You don't have to go the extra route. You're not going to lose money in endorsements by saying no comment. See, we confused. We still, like you said, we still had that slave mentality that we got to go that extra mile and say something that'll make them happy. Because if you look at it, think about it. When you make, if you're famous and you black, if you look at some of your timelines on social media, you will find racist. So it's not hard to do. I want you to try this. When you say something and you take their side, or white people, just look how happy they get. They say, good job. I'm proud of you, Pac-Man Jones, who recently came out against, you know what I'm saying, the protest, you know, and they move on. But once you piss them off, they go write 10-page essays on your shit to tell you down. You know, when he was blowing money in a strip club, when he was getting in trouble, they called you N-word. Excuse me. They called you N-word. They called you nappy-headed. They called you sorry. They called you everything except a child of God. So, which proves, furthermore, Colin Kaepernick's protest should not be in vain, which proves furthermore, again, that these people, that racism does exist, Mr. Cam Newton, and that if you piss these people off, their rage will be at a 10. It's one thing, it's three types of people that don't lie: mad people, kids, and drunk people. So when you piss somebody off and they unload on you like that, you know it's in their heart. You know it's in their mind. But when you make them happy and they give you one sentence, because I'm just saying, like, that's something that you can look at and that I was doing on social media. That was an experiment that I was doing. I was on their Twitter looking at that. You know what I'm saying? And it's right there right now. You can see that when they're happy, they get a sentence. Good job. But when they're mad, oh, they got all type of shit to say. It's like the proof is, it's like you got to think about it. You on your phone, you texting that much. It's like you when you get into it with your girlfriend, you texting all type of shit because you're in your feelings. When they're in their feelings, they mad at you. When you say, when you piss them off, oh, okay, yeah, good job. Good job, nigga. And keep going. That's it. That's all they do. They don't give a fuck about you. You're not going to get, like, no, it's money in cooning, but the amount of money that you make in cooning don't amount to the money that you could lose by speaking the truth and going against the system. That's what I'm saying. They rage outweigh, the proof is in the pudding. Their rage and their disparity outweighs they positive feedback for you anyway, all you coons. So that's what I'm saying. Just say no comment and keep it moving. You don't have to entertain these white people regardless of how you feel, even if you agree with Kaepernick.
See, but that's why I disagree. I disagree with you there. Like, I don't wanna. If you honestly believe that, like deep down in your heart, like I believe you should be able to say that, whether you black, white, or indifferent. But what
say
I'm
what?
Saying is, like I'm saying, like if you disagree, like if Cam Newton disagreed with Colin Kaepernick's stance, right, and he said, okay, I disagree with it, and he honestly felt that way, I don't have a problem with that. But what I have a problem with was like 5 months ago, you was just talking about how people coming down on you because you black and because they was racist. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like, and then another thing is if you're going to have all these people, like we get to see the Pac-Man Jones and the Shaqs and stuff like that, then what about the people that does agree with the stance? Like, I'm saying make it, first of all, make it more balanced. If that's how it's going to be portrayed in the media, which we shouldn't expect that much from it.
Exactly. That's not going to happen.
But I'm still saying, like, okay, even if you don't want to interview people, the best way for you to, for you being a black man in the NFL right now, to say that you're on Kaepernick's side is to simply take a knee. So out of 53 people on the roster, you can't tell me it's only 2 people on that roster that's taking a knee that feel the way that Kaepernick feels. Like, that's bullshit. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with you telling the truth, but that's genuinely how you feel. But I just feel like right now, the pressure, it's either the pressure getting to them, like I think kind of more of what you say, they're just more in fear of all the things they could do or all the things they could lose, or it's they don't give a shit. And we got somebody like Cam Newton that already just signed a $60 million advance that's going to take care of his family for generations, and he still won't speak the truth, then what am I to say about that? I have to go with more of you don't give a shit. Because financially, you're secure.
Okay. What I was saying is that if you're not going to help the movement, don't hurt the movement. That's what I'm saying. If you do feel that way,
but that's the same thing we complaining about them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they stick together regardless. Right, wrong, and indifferent. Like, that's how they operate. You know what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly.
That's our enemy. I don't want to portray that. I want to be able to tell the truth on how I feel. I don't want to lie like they lie.
They do it. You can do it. Hey, what I'm saying is, me personally, I would tell the truth. Say how you feel. But, you know, people, I'm trying to be realistic about it. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, if you go, like you say, you always have coons, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just suggesting a different way to coon. That's it. It's fucked up. I shouldn't have to say this. Fucked up, man. I'm just trying to save the movement. I'm trying to negotiate with the coons, man. That's fucked up. Fuck y'all. Well, goddamn, I got to, because y'all go always be there. It's always going to be
You said Cam Newton going out there and saying that crazy shit, just say I ain't got no comment.
Exactly. What's wrong with that? Just shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Like, it's simple. The simplest solution is the best solution. Shut the fuck up. You're not going to lose no endorsement deals if you shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
Shay?
All right, Shaq, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I get what you're saying. I agree with you. But like you said, I'm going by your logic. It's going to always be coons, so we got to work around the coons. Now, I'm not going to say nothing stupid, like we should kill them and all that. No. I'm trying to make it so where the coons can get their little money and go on, and we can keep on coming together. Like, don't hurt the movement if you ain't with the movement. You ain't got to hurt the movement to still get your money. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know?
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, that makes sense. I can fuck with that, man. I wish you didn't have to be that way, but that's just the reality of the situation.
Who are you telling? So, Stephen A. Smith, you can talk. It's your job to talk. You can't shut the fuck up. So, but you can turn it down.
That nigga is no more. I don't watch that shit no more. I'm so goddamn happy.
Yeah, man, I'm done with that shit, too. Thank you, Skip Bayless, for leaving.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to Shannon Sharp over that nigga any day.
I'd rather listen to Shannon Sharp over a lot of people. Because at first, when he was a guest host on First Take, I wasn't feeling him too much.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know what I'm saying, he's coming along. Like, he's making good points. He's prepared every night, every day. And he's getting his point across smoothly. Well, you can't even really contradict or argue with him because he's giving you straight facts. And we're doing on True Colors Podcast, of course, but he's doing it on, of course, a bigger stage, and he's saying something. He's the breath of fresh air that we desperately needed on TV from a black man who's not tiptoeing around the subject. And hopefully, you know, the people at Fox don't get too foxy and shut that shit down. So right now,
once you say the wrong thing, they're gonna yank his ass off and put Russell
Wilson up there. Once he kicks, that nigga have his jersey tied. He gonna have his jersey tied around his neck like a swell. nigga be on that bitch with a young jock perms.
So goofball ass nigga.
Well, racism doesn't exist. You know, he gonna be on there with his stepson.
That's just, man. Yeah, I mean,
but anyway. let me just go up some. But yeah, but right now, Undisputed is the show to watch. Definitely catch it. 9:30, 30 minutes before First Take. Come on, Fox Sports 1. Yeah, I think white or black, it's a good show. You'll like it. You know, it's a sports show. But I hate to say that I've come to this, but I'm just trying to be realistic about the movement. Coons, you can get your money, you can have it. Just don't get in our way. You know what I'm saying? And we won't get in your way. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Let the people that's about something, let these kids that's taking these knees that I'm proud of, let Colin Kaepernick, let Brandon Marshall, let the people from the Tennessee Titans and the Dolphins, let these brothers continue to inspire and progress, and hopefully it spreads to other sports, professionally, of course, and collegiate, all the way down to Pee Wee. Let it continue to grow, and let us stick together, and so we can leave you behind. Because trust me, it's going to be money. Because trust me, it's going to be money. If we stick together, it's going to be a lot more money and revolution to be made than Coonan is selling out to somebody who don't give a shit about your well-being or your family well-being.
And
I want to say this real quick. You know, we call
these people out here, these brothers out here, Coons and shit, and I just want to make it a clear understanding. Like, if you got a different viewpoint than us, like, that doesn't make you a coon. You know what I'm saying? But when you are literally willing to jeopardize yourself as a man, especially as a black man, and, you know, you do Cam Newton things and Stephen A. Smith things, then you got to be called a coon for that. We can have disagreements. Me and Dub have disagreements. I might have a disagreement with Sid. Might have a disagreement with a lot of brothers. I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? But when you doing this shit on purpose, just so you can get a pat on the head, then you a cool motherfucker. And that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, fuck you. And on that note, this has been a silent show for me. I had to negotiate with the coons. But anywho, we're going to wrap this shit up, man. Hope y'all enjoyed this shit. True Color Podcast, shout out to City J, Gut Spot Radio, Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to put the show. My schedule been crazy. I ain't been able to put the show on Facebook. I've been tired, man. But I'm going to get this show on Facebook soon. I'm going to send it out there. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. BUTTAMAN23. At Butterman23. What you got, Kyle?
And, man, y'all make sure y'all keep checking us out on Mondays, man. It's going to be our new time. You know what I'm saying? We hope y'all enjoyed the show, and that's about it for me, man.
All right, we out.
Nigga, stop cooning.